Antibody testing to see whether someone has had the coronavirus has taken center stage around the country and in Idaho. It's seen as being instrumental on the path to opening up the economy. But as Rachel Cohen reports, these tests aren't a magic bullet to figuring out how to move forward.
Last month, Nampa resident Janie Lay was feeling really sick. She had a dry cough and a fever.
It wasn't super high. I mean, maybe I got up to 101. My body hurt so bad. And it lasted for like 2.5 weeks.
She thought she might have coronavirus, but that was early in March, before Idaho had confirmed its first case, and she couldn't find a place to get tested.
So we reserve PCR testing for people that were super sick or in the hospital. So that's the mess we're in.
That's Tommy Alquist, a former emergency room doctor, talking about the basic nasal swab test to figure out whether someone has coronavirus. Earlier this month, he and a bunch of Idaho business leaders formed an organization called Crush the Curve to gather more data for state officials who make decisions on how to get Idahoans back to work.
In 2 weeks, our little group has been able to secure thousands of tests for both COVID-19 and for antibody testing in the state.
Antibody tests search for the little soldiers our bodies make to fight an infection we've picked up. Many people are like Lay, sitting at home or still working, wondering if that illness they had might have been coronavirus. Antibody tests seem like an antidote to that burning curiosity. But with their proliferation has also come scrutiny and warning.
We don't even really understand it yet, how accurate it is, what a positive test means.
That's Dr. David Pate. He's the former CEO of St. Luke's Health System and a member of the governor's coronavirus task force. He was speaking on Idaho Matters. Antibody tests have flooded the market, and many haven't been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. Policy officials are describing it as the Wild West. 8 of these tests have been authorized for emergency use, and the antibody test Crush the Curve is using through the University of Washington is one of those. Last week, Lay went to a Meridian clinic, the first day the group offered antibody testing.
I was interested to know if I had had it for sure or not.
She said the whole thing took under an hour. 2 days later, she checked her results online, and the word negative popped up.
And I'm pretty devastated about that.
It said she hadn't developed antibodies to COVID-19, meaning she most likely never had the virus. Even for people who do have antibodies, though, doctors say that doesn't mean they're in the clear to work or to stop social distancing. So what do these tests really tell us? One thing is data, according to Alquist.
It is super helpful for policymakers, for people deciding when and how to go back to work, to decide, okay, how much disease is out there and where are we on the curve?
In its first 48 hours of offering antibody tests in the Treasure Valley, Crush the Curve tested nearly 2,000 people. Just 34 of them had COVID-19 antibodies. But it wasn't a scientific sample.
What you get when you do something like you set up a center where people can come and get tested is you get a biased sample.
That's Benjamin Ridenour, a University of Idaho math professor who models coronavirus cases for the state.
People that tend to care about their health have this healthy individual bias.
He says people who are used to seeking medical care, people who live near testing centers, and people who can pay the $100 it usually costs without insurance, these are the people who are most likely to get the tests. And to Ridenour, imperfect samples means imperfect data, which he says is unwise to base policy decisions on. But Alquist says Crush the Curve isn't aiming for perfection.
I think any data that we can have as a state of Idaho that helps us understand this illness is helpful.
Crush the Curve hopes to test 18,000 Idahoans for coronavirus antibodies by Friday. That's almost half as many coronavirus tests as the entire state has recorded over the past month and a half. Ridenour says knowing how many of those people have antibodies could tell us roughly how many people could still get infected. But he says basic nasal swab tests are going to give the most important clues to opening Idaho back up.
That's the kind of data that's really useful, is knowing that we have this many infectious people in our population at the time.
As for Lay, she says she wouldn't have done the COVID-19 antibody test if she had been able to get a test back when she was sick.
Because then it would have been a yes or no then, instead of, well, let's see if you have an antibody now.
The state's health department is in communication with Crush the Curve, but it isn't yet sure how it's going to use the information from antibody tests. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.